James Van Nostrand is a law professor at the WVU Law School who specializes in energy law. He fully expects legal challenges to be presented by the coal industry in response to upcoming EPA guidelines, which are slated to be released this week. He says he's expecting the new rules to emphasize carbon capture and storage technologies.
It's going to have a disproportionate impact on West Virginia, there's no question, and on our coal industry. And I think it's unfortunate. I understand the concept of technology forcing. I mean, there are other examples of that in federal statutes, the principle of adopting standards that can only be met if technology is developed to achieve them. We know that CCS, carbon capture and sequestration technology, is not commercially available to capture the quantities that are going to be necessary in order to handle a full-sized coal plant.
Van Nostrand also believes in the short term, the new regulations will deal a difficult blow to the coal industry and coal jobs.
It's certainly going to be very, very expensive, and as a practical matter, it's going to really hit the coal industry very hard. I think federal legislation, needs to be crafted in a way that doesn't harm a particular industry or particular region.
But the professor believes there's a silver lining for the state and for the industry. He says this involves using the state's forest resources to bring forward new solutions.
We have tremendous biomass potential in this state just through sustainably harvesting the forest residues. We're the third most forested state in terms of percentage of our land that's covered with trees, and just sustainably harvesting the forest residues and then processing those residues to co-fire with coal, that I hope is the solution that I hope our delegation is pursuing with EPA, because to the extent you can blend in biomass, you are reducing the carbon footprint of that coal plant, and that may be a way of achieving those targets. Take 90% out of the coal pile, you take 10% out of the biomass pile, and you've decreased the environmental footprint of that coal plant by 10%. That could be a way forward.
The EPA's new rules on coal-fired power plants are expected to be released tomorrow. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.